Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Zilek and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Trent, no go on the outlet, Hardy. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
It's not working. I plugged back in. It's not working. We're going to have to track down somebody who can flip that breaker on and off for us.
We must have tripped the breaker.
Yeah, I don't know where the panel is. It's a big building.
Huh.
I can't move.
Maybe Boysenberry knew what he was talking about.
What's he doing now?
Call Doc Holliday.
Call the maintenance people here. And
why don't you stick a key in that outlet?
Oh, he's over there taking a picture of it.
What, are you going to text Dennis? Ask him how to fix it?
Wave the smoke away with your hand first before you take the picture because it's going to make it look blurry.
There he goes. He's mad at us.
You know what? There's probably a number on that outlet. And Charlie smartly took a picture of it, and he's going downstairs to
get some answers. We're now rudderless here. We got one running the board.
I don't care.
Well, he's either going down to get answers, he's going down to rat us out.
How's his show not over?
I mean, are you allowed to bring space heaters into Warrior and plug them in without talking to a building manager?
Don't give me a break.
No, but we do it anyway.
Space heater?
Now,
how much really are you gonna suck the electricity out of this massive place? You don't think they have the capabilities to get one of those things up and running?
Zoe's right. They should provide a little bit more juice to where we are.
This thing's stacked.
Run a couple more lines out here.
Look at those suckers up there. What do you think those things? What's
exactly
the voltage on those?
Thank you. It's not about do you need to talk to maintenance? No. Why have you not prepared your building for this?
I'll tell you what. You want to see them get pissed off? Wait till I roll in here with a propane tank next week.
I agree.
Put my little attachment on there.
That thing's awesome.
Yeah. You want to see some people freak out?
Or some people in the stands pass out?
You do have to ventilate that, huh?
You want to see the Boston Fire Department have a visit?
Well, they've got all those stupid windows over there. Can we crack a few?
Yeah, throw a puck at it. One of these guys down here is yelling up at me. You got to convert Nikhil Harry to tight end.
Oh.
That'll fix everything.
Oh, I haven't heard that one before. It's a new take.
Yeah.
Here's Jeff Darlington this morning on, what's it called? Get Up?
Get Out.
Get Out?
Get Out.
Get Up.
Get Porked.
Get Up on ESPN.
I'm just going to give you the floor here on all of this because you're as close to the situation as practically anybody could be, and I know you have some really informed opinions. I feel like we need to have a talk.
Smarmy setup.
That's Mike Greenberg.
I'm gonna really credit my guest here and really pump him up.
Jeff Darlington is now the closest to the situation as anyone could be.
Oh, he probably told him who he talked to. Or who he thinks he talked to.
I don't care who he talked to.
You know, Greenberg's.
I don't care if he talked to Tom Brady himself.
I'm going
to
bring him in that way.
We're now anointing Jeff Darlington as the guy who will absolutely have the answers on this.
Lord Darlington.
Doesn't that feel like ESPN propping up their people a little bit? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you hear Jeff Darlington, you think NFL Network. So we're going to make sure we know that he's our guy. Now you got Schefter retweeting him and everything, you know?
So I'm sorry to cut off Mike Greenberg and his assessment of Jeff Darlington.
Don't ever be sorry.
If we're going to believe anybody on this story, you got to believe Jeff Darlington.
Schlep.
No.
Who, Greenberg?
He's annoying.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I disagree with him on this point, but.
Right.
Okay, continue.
I'm just going to give you the floor here on all of this because you're as close to the situation as practically anybody could be, and I know you have some really informed opinions.
I feel like we need to have a talk here. Because no matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. That makes sense because we cannot wrap our heads around it. There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's the way that we're operating here within those circles. And yet even those people don't necessarily believe that Tom, at the end of the day, won't go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick won't sit there and say to him, Tom, we need you back. We have to have you back. And that Tom Brady will return to the Patriots. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. Mm. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
Why is Jeff Darlington selling this point? He said the same thing a week ago. He did not say the line about being stunned, but he said all the other stuff a week ago on this network.
Because not enough people paid attention and made a big deal out of it a week
school
ago.
Vacation.
So I got to say it again. It is the equivalent of retweeting your own tweet.
It's combine week. It's combine week.
Trying to talk up your own take. Again, as Greenberg defined it, informed opinions. Are you reporting anything here or not, Jeff Darlington? Is this a report or is this just your take? Well, what are we getting at here?
Well, he's a reporter.
So I believe he's talking to the Brady camp. I believe him. I'll take him at his word.
That's where he's getting it. He trusts the person he's talking to.
So ask yourself this.
Because it puts him out there. It really
why
does.
Why is Brady's camp talking and why are they saying these things? Just happened to pick up the phone and call Jeff Darlington and give him this?
Unless they just know monetarily, too. It's just it's not going to work in New England.
So what are they?
For Tom to be back there and get the money he wants?
Fine.
They don't have the money to go get the
pieces.
What's
the point of this? What purpose does this serve?
To get Tim Noose. Gets him
what is he
front.
The news for?
I don't know. That's what these guys do. Why's Rap Sheet have those reports on Super Bowl Sunday? The Patriots are ready to offer in excess of $30 million. It gets their name out there. It's a report. Put
unless he
it.
Feels that.
We're talking about Jeff Darlington right
this
now.
This is a legitimate.
Brett Tom times. Brady has dominated the news cycle in the NFL for 7-8 months now. He needs his name out there? Come
he
on.
Went, and come you know on. What? And then on March 16th when he hits free agency.
He's angling.
I told you he
he's
was doing it.
He's angling for yep. something.
Well, Beetle, either that or it is a real thing from the people that he has spoken with, and he feels compelled in his duty as a journalist to get it out there so that people will not be shocked, although he's still said, well, he will
no,
be
but
shocked.
That doesn't explain why Brady's people are talking to him.
Oh.
Yeah, so why does Brady care if Jeff Darlington gets his name out there?
I'm not saying that he does, but I think Darlington may have talked to somebody, and he said, you know, it's a good opportunity for me to do it because it's Combine Week and everybody's talking about it. And maybe
all right, so why does Brady's people tell Darlington?
To get the interest stirred up. It's leverage.
Because there's not enough interest then.
Right. Maybe.
So then if he needs leverage against the Patriots, then it wouldn't be stunning if he Here's, came back to the
get ready,
Patriots.
Get ready, for, get,
right?
ready, get ready for this at the end of the week or at the beginning of next week that Schefter could potentially have something where, hey, guys, I told you about this, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
There's a mystery team that is now in the mix with Tom Brady. He won't say who it is. But there's three that we've talked about, and there's an outlier that nobody has mentioned yet. But I had an inkling about it, and that's the next layer to this.
So
what happens.
If Tom Brady wants to return to New England, and I've said all along, I think if Tom Brady had his wishes, he'd get to come back and he'd get to get paid. He'd get both. That's his dream. I get to stay, and I don't have to, and I get my money.
Get Antonio Brown type talent.
I get my respect. So if that's what Brady wants, do you think that's just going to magically appear on his doorstep?
No.
Bill Belichick's going to sit down at the combine with Don Yee and say, you know what? Tom's been so great for us. We're going to give him the money. We're going to have him back for a couple of years. Lots of guaranteed cash. And we're going to absolutely be retooling the offense. Like, you think that's going to happen like that? No, it's not. So if he's going to get his money in New England, he's going to have to pull it out of them somehow. And that's what you're seeing right now. And that doesn't mean he's coming back for sure. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's not possible that he's not going to leave. It could right. be very possible that he's leaving. But that doesn't mean that it would be stunning if he stayed in New England. That's ludicrous. That's how
spare 20 years. Why would it be stunning if he's...
Why are you selling me this take so much? What? You said this a week ago, and now you're coming back today and saying the same thing, and you're just adding that you'd be stunned, and it got a lot of attention today. Nothing has changed on Jeff Darlington's front in a week.
Again, if Bill thinks they're close, he's gonna make a play to keep him and do what he has to keep
him. And there's this part about, we need to have a talk. Oh, I need to get everybody's mindset straight. Jeff Darlington, let's talk about that element of this too, because I don't think he's talking to fans or media. We'll get to that and your calls on Brady coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
More developments from Indianapolis today. More on that in a moment. But first, let's revisit what Jeff Darlington said a week ago. Just so you know, his take hasn't changed. We can play both of those pieces of sound. Here it is.
The reaction oftentimes when I talk about Tom Brady leaving New England, he's not leaving New England because people can't wrap their head around the idea of him. It's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England because it is a very real possibility.
I've been
here
saying that for a while.
Yeah, roll with
I
it.
I mean, people need to understand. Like,
it's
he's
more,
never leaving.
Yeah,
I think you're not on the right train.
It's more likely than not that Tom Brady leaves the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's not saying that he could still stay with the Patriots, but it is more likely than not that he leaves the Patriots.
I'm with you.
Roll with it, dude.
Yeah.
Again, Wingo's selling everybody. Change your mindset. You know who he's talking to? He's trying to convince the world, NFL executives, front office people. No, Brady really will leave New England. Because I bet there are teams in this league that have their doubts that he will actually leave New England. There are front office guys who say...
That's part of it, too.
Brady's not like leaving New England.
It's calling her bluff.
Peter King said in an interview today that... I didn't hear this, but it's been relayed to me by Jim. That he had... What was it, Jimmy? Had lunch with somebody in
some
the league?
High level person, yeah.
Some high level influencer or something or other. And he had lunch and was like, what's Brady going to do? He's like, oh, dude, he's going back to New England. There's no shot he leaves. And so there are probably people in the league that need convincing that Brady would actually leave New England.
They're trying to pound it. He is available, people.
Right. You know?
Well, Rap Sheet's got something now, too, right?
And so whether it be the GM of the Titans or the Chargers or any of these teams. And again, yeah, it would be really sweet to have Brady available to us, but I doubt he leaves New England. I don't think this is going to be a real thing. I'm not going to believe that. And so Darlington's out there on a mission for Brady to convince the world that he will actually leave New England. So please, call with some of those off-the-record offers if you have them. Meanwhile, Don Yee, agent for Tom Brady, has arrived in Indianapolis. Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, with the report from Indy, apparently got a full rundown of Don Yee's schedule. Don Yee must have opened his schedule book for Ian Rappaport to take a peek. Have a listen.
Here's what we know. Brady's agent, Don Yee, has represented him his entire career. He is in town in Indianapolis. He is scheduled to meet with several teams, potentially about his biggest free agent, we assume. Among those teams, really, Andrew, all the teams that still need quarterbacks. So teams like the Chargers and the Raiders and the Colts and everyone, Dolphins, everyone you would imagine would be interested. Those are the kinds of meetings that agents have set up here. One interesting note is that the Patriots have not yet reached out to Brady about a new contract. It's not surprising. There's no CBA. The Patriots have no reason to negotiate now. It's probably going to come closer to when the tampering window opens. but it is noteworthy. So a lot of the chatter you're hearing is based on the fact that the Patriots have not really engaged Brady on a new contract and what that actually means.
Okay.
The Patriots are pounding that new CBA thing, too. It's almost like they're the Trump
even
card,
with Devin right? McCourty and Jamie Collins, not just Brady on that one. And Brady is probably more pertinent to his conversation correct. Than anyone else's.
Right.
Yeah, and the one for Brady.
Right.
Schefter's right.
That's why I say it's bigger than McCourty.
It takes away a lot of you know, a lot of like Jeff Darlington's fun and other people's fun to connect dots between, well, other teams are you know, floating things out there. There's rumors about other teams, but nothing from the Patriots. That leads Tom Brady to believe that he's going to enter free agency with the end result, him being playing for a different team, as opposed to looking at things on a factual timeline. Oh, there's no point in negotiating something when there's no CBA and we don't know what can happen the year after and the year after that. So, you know, we'll just wait. We'll wait until we have some more facts at our disposal in terms of what the contract, how the contract could be structured before we bother wasting anyone's time with a conversation where all the parameters of it might change. But that takes away the fun of other people who want to draw their own conclusions based on the fact that there hasn't been any reach out. I mean, it is a little weird, I'll grant you, that there hasn't even been a preliminary, hey, we're going to talk when we can, you know, have some more stuff to work off of. But again, this is happening with other players on the team. Like you just said, you know, it's happening with other players around the league. Tom Brady, there's just too much noise out there, and there's too many other teams, and there's too many other things going on. So you go back to the one team where there hasn't been anything, the Patriots. Oh, that must mean he's not going to play for the Patriots. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that the Patriots are handling this negotiation as they handle the other ones.
What would be so silly as to say it would be shocking if Tom Brady returned to the Patriots? I mean, I'm rooting like hell for this to happen anyway, for the Patriots to still have Tom Brady. I'm rooting for it.
Just for Tom.
I didn't know it was possible to root for it more, but I want to root for it even more now just to see Jeff Darlington be stunned if it were to happen.
It sucks.
What does it look like when you get stunned?
Like, oh,
by news like
whoa.
That?
Like, oh, my God. I mean,
Stunned as Jim Murray reporting the Johnny Gaudreau fake trade.
That is, oh, my God.
Tom Brady's a Titan.
What, Murray? What?
Murray, what?
Tom Brady's going to Vegas. But it's just, I don't know. Even if Brady is of the mind that he's leaving, you know, in his mind, he thinks it's done. He thinks it's over.
See,
and he thinks he's moving on.
See, so Darlington and his.
Does he know that for sure?
When that news breaks, if he goes back to the Patriots, he's going to be stunned as we're going to remember where we're at when the first numbers come out. If Brady's leaves. It says the Raiders have signed Tom Brady, 2 years, $70 million. You're never going to forget where you were when you heard that, because that's the beginning of the end.
So
that
for
means the end.
For
Don Yee may be coming.
For Don Yee to open up his schedule book, that's very kind of him, too.
Hey.
So the agent for Brady is now letting Ian Rapoport know exactly who he's got meetings with and that the Patriots haven't called him. That falls right in line with everything else, whether it be the Darlington report, the Karen Garigian tweet this morning, things don't look good. According to one source, things not looking. Are they scrambling? Have they not gotten the interest? Darlington trying to convince the world that Brady will actually leave the Patriots. Are they scrambling for an offer right now? It seems absurd to think that Tom Brady would be struggling to get real interest and real conversation started. Again, off the record, a couple of weeks shy of the tampering period. But it could be. It could be all based in their belief that they don't think he's actually going to leave New England.
There was one omission there, though.
What is it?
What team was missing out of his list?
I heard him say the Dolphins. Tennessee. I heard him say
Tennessee. So you got it. Tennessee was missing.
Okay.
The one team that we thought yesterday did not want to tamper is not in this mix of what would be tampering.
Exactly. Like, and Stephen Ross has said.
Oh, interesting.
It's freaking Tennessee. Stephen Ross said, well, why would Tom Brady want to come here? Like, he's even played it coy. Could the Dolphins be that outlier team, the 90
I don't know why
you'd
fire Chad O'Shea if
right.
you want Brady. That's just a weird thing.
Hey, Chan Gailey, come deal with Tom.
It just doesn't make sense. And the reported rift was that Brian Flores wanted to get away from the Patriots offense.
Yeah. Structured, yeah.
So if he wanted to continue with the Patriots offense and get Brady, I don't know why he would be firing Chad O'Shea.
Right.
Zach is in Connecticut. Zach.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so I've been a Titans fan literally my whole life, and I'm literally getting sick and tired of all these other fans saying they would want to take Ryan Tannehill over Brady. Tannehill had a good 10 games.
Who said that? Who said that? Right? Nobody said that.
Titans fans. A bunch of Titans fans saying that, well, I follow a bunch of them on Twitter, and it's annoying, but Brady's been the greatest quarterback for 20 years.
Yes.
If Brady comes to Tennessee, it will be the best team since McNair, Eddie George.
Yeah, I would agree.
A bunch of fans forget. Kerry Collins led the Titans to 13 and.
I don't care about that. I don't care about your Titans.
Oh,
what? You care about the Titans?
Tighten up.
He cared deeply.
He should call Tennessee. I knew it was going to go down that stupid road when the subject line said the Titans will be better with Brady than with Tannehill. Really? Tell me more.
Oh, you mean since the head coach and the GM said yesterday Ryan did a nice job coming in a tough situation?
Of course. You'll be in Super Bowl contention. You were in the AFC title game last year after beating New England and Baltimore on the road.
Jesus.
Way to go, Tennessee. Now you'd have a quarterback, too? A highly motivated best quarterback of all time? Oh, gee, you think you'd be better off with him than Ryan Tannehill? Get off Twitter. That's the lesson there. If the people on Twitter say Tannehill's better than Brady, I would say get off Twitter. But he's not the only one saying that. I have to go to my notes here. Hold on. Mike Giardi spoke with a number of NFL people over the last 36 hours. He tweeted yesterday. The initial reaction has been there's no way Tom Brady is leaving New England. Again, more of that same thing. NFL execs and NFL front office guys saying, come on, he's not leaving. He says, but as you dig deeper, execs, coaches, and scouts see Titans, Raiders, Giants as possible suitors. One executive said to me, is Tom Brady better than Derek Carr? Is he better than Tannehill? If I were those organizations, I'd be thinking real hard about it. You would? You'd have to think real hard. Is Tom Brady better than Derek Carr or Ryan Tannehill?
No. Or David Jones. Yeah, no, you don't have to think that.
He says another noted that it's also not just a quarterback you're getting. It's a brand. There are games to be won and money to be made. Don't discount the bottom line in this league ever. No, that's like an added bonus. You get Brady
that's
over
the advantage.
Tannehill.
You're two games better with Brady.
You get Brady.
That's the advantage of getting Brady.
Your team is instantly upgraded, and oh, by the way, your team has crazy star power.
I don't know. Do any of those teams benefit from having Tom Brady on the roster when it comes to selling tickets and sponsorships? And I don't know.
Like, this is the problem with this league. The Raiders need to be convinced that Brady is a better option for them than Derek Carr this year.
You know why?
What are we doing here, guys?
You know, history with the tuck roll, man.
The problem is we're into week three or four, whatever, of this now, and or month three or four, depending on how far you want to go back talking about it. And some of these things are just now occurring to people.
Oh my God!
Oh, I have a notion about this whole Tom Brady free agency that I haven't heard talked about yet. What will it do for season ticket sales in another market? Yeah, we know.
You're like 6 months
behind.
We know. Here's why you should be thankful if you're in New England, you're a Patriots fan. This league is filled with a lot of stupid people. It's a stupid league. Dum-dums across the league. The Patriots have a lot of smart people, and it's what's helped separate them from the rest of the teams in the league.
The leagues are pissed. Like, what are they doing?
It's been the advantage for so long. A smart head coach, smart assistants, smart people in general.
They just told a kid that he has a loser mentality.
Just having a clue in this league is what can set you apart and make you a playoff team year after year. The Raiders want to sit there and debate whether or not Brady would be better than Carr.
Right.
Or someone, possibly, in the Titans organization would have to consider Brady versus Ryan Tannehill.
No.
Quit your job if that's a real conversation. Quit. Go do something else.
You go back to the
Pioli. Football, not for you.
You go back to the Pioli tweet when the Senior Bowl week started. He goes, it's 7 a.m. already. Here's the breakfast down here. Seven interviews have already taken place with players in this game, all seven conducted by the Patriots. It's about establishing a winning culture. Some teams get it, some teams don't.
I'm going to tell you.
You get Brady.
Coming up next, the number of complaints the FCC received about the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Ah.
Was it because of the lip syncing?
I think it was because of those asses being shaken all over the screen. What do you think the number is?
I know what the number is. I know what the number is.
1,000.
Set the over under at 1,000. What do you think?
No, I'd go over, pound it. Over 1,000.
Pound the over, says Zoe. I'll tell you the exact number and what one mom wrote to the FCC about her kids watching Shakira and J-Lo. And your calls on Brady next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting.
That she can dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
That never stops being funny. That sound.
It shocked the hell out of everybody when she did it.
It never stops.
What'd she just do?
It never stops being funny.
It's a tribute to her father. What? You got to contribute to that.
I don't think it was well done.
I know.
And she, like, stared right at that camera, yeah. Man. Like, blah, 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 blah.
I enjoyed it. 1,312 was the number, so.
That's it?
Over 1,000 complaints to the FCC about J-Lo and Shakira at halftime.
That's a pretty small number, considering the millions and millions upon millions of people to view it.
Do you want to hear some of the complaints?
Sure.
Quote, the simulated padding of J-Lo's derriere is not for family television.
Agreed.
We mean simulated padding.
Here's a compilation from Jimmy Traina of complaints that were filed with the FCC. Want to hear this complaint from one mom?
Yes. Sure.
The 2020 Super Bowl halftime show contained indecent, sexual, and risque content.
Agreed.
That was unsuitable for all viewers, especially young viewers. The performers exposed areas of the lower buttocks, abdomen, and cleavage. Also butt cleavage, as we've learned. This content was clearly obscene and should not have been broadcast. I believe Fox should be subject to regulatory penalties for broadcasting obscene content not suitable for public viewing. This person wrote, the halftime show was totally inappropriate for the millions of young kids watching a football game. It was disgusting, except to maybe men. Women and children watch football, and this was awful.
Was that Helen from Nebraska?
Get some class.
Get some class.
But this one's my favorite one. Ready?
Yeah.
Around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very specific.
I don't know if you were watching this Super Bowl, but let me tell you when it happened.
Around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I witnessed numerous crotch shots with so little fabric covering that a clinch would have made it indistinguishable from a pure crack.
So when you clinch your buttocks, like when you squeeze them, is
pure
that a clinch?
Crack. Leather pants fully exposing butt cheeks.
There were no leather pants.
Pole dancing, twerking, simulated orgies.
Yes.
And sexual gyrations.
Yes.
Crotch grabs.
Yes.
And pelvic thrusts were all in front of my family and friends with preschoolers and elementary age children.
Get your kids' asses in bed.
How do you think the children got there? It's movements like that that allowed them to be created.
We were watching an NFL football game, not HBO. They have all this on HBO?
Oh, yeah.
Really? thought that was more of a Cinemax thing. Are thongs and assless chaps considered appropriate attire before 10 p.m. on network television now?
Assless chaps is redundant. Chaps, by their very nature, do not have an ass.
I also don't believe there are any assless chaps, or chaps, I should say, in the act.
Mr. Belvedere wore those in, what was that movie? The Stifler's Mom? Remember Mr. Belvedere came out of the,
yes, that's
came
right.
out of the closet?
That's right.
Came out of the closet?
I don't know the movie. He,
what? American Wedding?
American Pie? American Wedding?
Oh, no. I tapped out after
so Mr. Belvedere.
Second the gay guy that he had to dance off with.
Okay.
He came out and he had leather pants on. He was the butler.
Okay.
He had leather chaps on.
But he couldn't turn around because he had no pants
pie
on.
He had to bow out. Classy.
This mom writes, at a minimum,
sensor
bars and blurs should have been required. That would have ruined the whole night.
Yeah.
I went and looked at the actual, you know, FCC, you know, posting that contains, you know, the city from where these, and it goes, I looked at like the first 20 of them or something, right? And it goes, Utah, Tennessee, Utah, South Carolina. At about, 10, 20 down, there was one from Hanover, Massachusetts.
What?
Which surprised me. But you look at where these are coming from.
Hanover, you prudes.
Yeah. In the country, I'm like, of course.
Hanover.
Of course, Utah. What would have been more acceptable? You know what? You should have shown one male performer with 20 wives. Now, that would have been more acceptable.
Yes.
You know, show some...
For the children. Think of the children.
And the sister wives who were watching.
Yes.
You know, show some, you know, display some polygamy up there, and that would have been more acceptable. But this, no.
Hardy, because that's religion. Okay? Please respect their religion.
Like I said, my kid knew it was
inappropriate. What you get
he didn't stop watching.
Can I?
And that's a kid that Googles pretty girls dancing. And he's a little 10.
Right. Can I read my favorite?
Yes.
I was disgusted by the Super Bowl halftime show. I was looking forward to being entertained. Instead, I was subjected to close-up shots of Jay Lopez's crotch and buttocks, along with some pseudo-S&M and backdoor-style sex.
And that doesn't entertain you? What the hell are you entertained by, boss?
With regard to that last complaint, I'm not sure that phrase means what you think it means.
Wait, what was it? How did he phrase it? He or she?
I don't want to celebrate it. I don't want to repeat it too many times. I'll do it one more time.
Did he say back?
Pseudo S&M and backdoor style sex.
Backdoor style. Yeah, bum.
Kids watched this show. What are we teaching them by mainstreaming this garbage? That phrase you say.
What are you doing?
No, you can't. What are you doing? Don't
I
do
didn't
that.
Say it.
I heard it in my headphones.
No, you didn't.
No,
I
don't.
Know you know what you
don't.
Said.
Don't side.
You know what you
no.
said.
Don't side. Thing.
What are you doing?
Don't do that side thing. Oh, well, let's see.
Wait, did Jim step out this segment?
I believe he did.
Thank God.
Yes.
Go ahead. Jim would turn beet red.
The boss is away. He's management now. We're going to be careful.
Decorating his office.
He's management. Oh, my God.
First new job for him is to get us warmer seats down here.
Today's takeaways are next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Start losing weight the very first week with Awaken 180. Set up a consultation today. Give them a call or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
One quick item from Adam Schefter. He just tweeted out that discussions surrounding a potential new CBA have held up any potential contract discussions between the Patriots and Tom Brady, per sources. He added an image where it says one reason why they haven't had any contact is the uncertainty of the CBA. And he said once that is known, Bill Belichick and Brady can discuss everything, including how a contract could be structured. Of course, that would only be one aspect of their conversation, but as one source said today, without knowing about the CBA, that talk can't happen. That is the Patriots answering back to Tom Brady today, folks.
Yeah, perception.
That's what that is. That's them saying, no. We'll talk to Brady. We just need the CBA to get sorted out.
We need the rules.
Shut up, Jeff Darlington. That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're telling Jeff Darlington to shut his trap.
They're having their negotiation. They're having their sit down. They're doing it through different people. You know what this is, Beetle? You're a lover of history.
Things
military. Kennedy era. This is the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is the blockade.
Well, this is
President Kennedy communicating with Khrushchev, you know, the ship's on the board and decided that they're having their negotiation right now. They're speaking a new language the world has never seen before.
Is this day one?
Could be.
12 more days to go.
Did Sting make a song about that? Who was it?
I hope the Russians love their children, too. That one.
We had a situation today in which the hosts weren't listening. Hardy, you listen back. You tell me if this is fair.
Okay.
And now, to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
The Patriots still have not reached out to Tom Brady. According to a source, it's not looking good.
Well, the Cowboys still haven't reached out to Dak Prescott. Do you think he's going to be back?
Yes.
Karen Garigian tweeted, the Patriots still have not reached out to Tom Brady. According to a source, quote, it's not looking good. Did you have the whole thing?
Yeah. I did.
Okay.
This has been to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Edited for time,
and but still fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
You kind of said yours under the breath. We were both looking for it at the same time.
That's what
you
happened.
Said it.
That's why I excused it, but it was still funny.
The problem
is, but Hardy reacted to it.
That's true, too. You did. You did react to what I just said.
Shut up, Tom. Where's Jim?
How about during your update today when the music came on here at the arena?
Jesus. I thought the Zamboni crashed.
I thought it got shocked.
Let's hear it.
Karen Garigian among them saying that still no talks between Patriots and Tom Brady.
So the skate started and the music's going to come on.
I'm not sure that captures how loud the music really was because you've got only this small microphone in front of your mouth. It was blasting on 11.
Yeah.
They had to turn it down.
It threw me.
It should have.
Let me tell you something. We get a couple of people out there for the public skate. A couple, you know, sometimes look like they know what they're doing. There were two out there today.
I mean, this dude hit two triple
Lindys. That guy.
Triple Lindy.
Well, the guy who's skating out there.
Axle. They brought in the extra diving board for that guy.
That
is unbelievable.
Strength. You talk about that, Ed, yeah.
What?
No, about what? Nope, I'm not talking stuff. Leg strength and all that.
You're not going to talk about that anymore?
No.
Got in trouble talking about leg strength?
Well,
buttock strength.
Yeah.
Glutes.
Power.
Right. How are you going to get in trouble?
Not going to do it. What's the next one? I had a good question for Wagner, didn't I? Let's move on.
You did? You had a good one
for Chris Wagner. Yeah. He sat down and joined us today. That's right.
Okay, here it is.
All right, Chris Wagner. Wait, real quick. We got to talk about your beer real quick.
So, Harpoon. Yeah.
Forgot so Harpoon, that you how do you make beer?
How do you make beer?
I mean, and it's hops, barley, malt, fermentation.
How do you yourself become involved with the production of a new beer?
Yeah, because he was leaving, and I got rattled.
How is there not a Zoe beer yet?
That's good. Good question. We can work on it. That you how do you make beer?
But Coors Light needs to put out a Zobeer.
So I think there is
a Zobeer. It's called Coors Light.
Two of our best questions with the Bruins this year have been, how do you make beer? And Tory Krug, how long does it take you to go to sleep?
That was last year.
That was last season.
That's a good question.
How long does it take you to sleep? That was mental. That's a good one.
I thought, in the context of the conversation, I thought it was a legitimate question.
So his beer's name is Don't Poke the Bear.
Yeah.
It's almost like one of Maz's book titles. Like, let's get real creative here. Like, Don't Poke the Bear, Bruins.
Well, no, they
didn't
call it Bruins Beer.
Bruins Beer.
Bruins.
Big Poppy.
Bruins Bear.
Fastball. Knuckleball. Like,
no, it was Knuckler. The Knuckler. Name of his Tim Wakefield book was Knuckler.
Yes.
He really wanted to sell something. He should name Moose Knuckle. And the there he is.
I told him at the time the book should have been.
He goes again.
Charlie, don't fell off his chair. Jesus.
The book should have been called Class Knuckles. Billy Lanny wanted Knuckles Deep.
What?
I don't know what to do with you guys. Can we end the show right now? Is that possible?
What's up, guys? What's going on? How you doing, bud?
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
How do you make beer? Good job, Tom.
It's so cold in here, my computer's not working.
I can't
like
think
cruises,
it's
like
literally
cruises
froze.
Literally. From screen to screen.
That was the longest fourth hour I think we've ever done. Because it got...
We broke the power out.
So cold from 12:13 on that by 1 o'clock, I was done.
Got a great email from a listener.
Fill my water how cold it is. Fill my water. Oh. it's cold.
Because it's ionized.
Wow, let me tell you. We got emails from guys named David rolling in. David wrote in and said, I've been retired for 5 years. Can't recommend it enough. That's David in Fairbanks.
Oh.
And then another David emailed us a few minutes ago with a suggestion for these broadcasts at Warrior that we get some sort of weather pod.
Oh, I see.
We've
those
already investigated.
He brings them to his kids like soccer games and stuff.
You could actually eat in those at Mick Morgan's on Route 1. They have like the shell. It looks like an igloo. It's lit
up. We'll go there and try it.
They have propane heaters in there.
Does it just stay warm from your own, like, exhales?
No. Nope.
I think it's a good idea, though.
It's in there.
I think we should consider
like
it.
We're in a pod. Feels like you're an Epcot ball. It's neat.
No pod for Wagner, though.
No.
He's outside the pod. We're back tomorrow at 10.
That's
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jeff Darlington has some expectations, if you will. You're very dialed in on the Brady.
And I'm just going to give you the floor here on all of this because you're as close to the situation as practically anybody could be, and I know you have some really informed opinions.
I feel like we need to have a talk here. Because no matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. That makes sense because we cannot wrap our heads around it. There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's the way that we're operating here within those circles. And yet even those people don't necessarily believe that Tom, at the end of the day, won't go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick won't sit there and say to him, Tom, we need you back. We have to have you back. And that Tom Brady will return to the Patriots. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helplinema.org.